Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Today on the Pigskin Dispatch History Podcast, we're going to hear about how the Seahawks got their wings, the Cardinals fly to the desert, and Babe Brown and Lynn Thompson are remembered in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, football friends, and welcome to the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch Podcast. I'm your host, Darren Hayes, and today we are going to go through the events in football history for the date of September 12th. Let's get right at it. September 12th, 1976, the Seattle Seahawks play their inaugural regular season game in a loss to St. Louis 30-24. Jack Patera was the head coach of the Hawks as they played in front of a sold-out kingdom. The Seahawks played hard in close games, but still started off the franchise by losing five straight to start off the initial season. A pair of legendary rookies got some major experience in the early season, as quarterback Jim Zorn was under center for Seattle, and his favorite career target, Hall of Famer Steve Largent, was at wideout. Jim Hart quarterbacked the Cardinals that day as the Cardinals roll. And while we still have the Cardinals organization on our mind, let's go to September 12, 1988. This is the very first NFL game that's played in Phoenix, Arizona, as the newly transplanted Cardinals hosted the Dallas Cowboys. This Week 2 matchup was a Monday Night Football game that week, and the Cowboys spoiled the party in the desert with a 17-14 victory over the Redbirds. When you peek at the box score, you have to take a second look, as it shows Jay Novacek of Phoenix catching a 23-yard pass for a score from Cardinals quarterback Neil Lomax in the final score of the game. One could easily forget that Novacek played five seasons for the Redbirds before making his mark in Big D with the boys. The Cardinals have a long history, and we actually are the oldest franchise still playing in the NFL. The origin of the franchise goes all the way back to 1898 when a man named Chris O'Brien formed the Morgan Athletic Club team, who a few years later bought and had their team wear cast-off faded uniforms from the University of Chicago Maroons. O'Brien described the uniforms as Cardinal Red, and the nickname stuck, and the team was helped set the team colors for years to come. That season, they played their home games at 61st and Racine Street and were dubbed as the Racine Street Cardinals. As far as the NFL goes, there was charter members of the league and started off in Chicago with the Cardinals' name in 1920 and played in the Windy City until 1959, except for the 1944 season when they combined with Pittsburgh to create a team called the Card Pits due to a player shortage caused by World War II. From 1961 through the 1987 seasons, they played as the St. Louis Cardinals. A more recent move in 1988 to the desert had them play as the Phoenix Cardinals until 1993, when they changed their location name to the Arizona Cardinals for better representation of the area. Sports History Network's Joe Zimba, a resident of Chicago and an expert on the Cards and Bears, has some excellent books and podcasts, and we have the links on our website for the September 12th article. Be sure to check those out. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, to not only see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskin Dispatch is in the social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Pigskin Dispatch is also happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com. Now let's move on to the celebration of birthdays of famous Hall of Fame players and legends of the game. September 12, 1891, John Babe Brown played for Navy as a guard. Babe was a first-team college football All-American at guard in the 1913 season. The 1913 Army-Navy game ended up in a 6-0 midshipman's win as Brown scored all of the points in the game as he kicked 2 field goals. Brown later served as the president of the National Football Foundation, which oversees the College Football Hall of Fame. In 1955, the voters placed the story of his collegiate football career into the College Football Hall of Fame. Brown ended up being a vice admiral in the U.S. Navy during World War II. Fast forward to 1964, Lynn Thompson was a defensive tackle of Augustana College, and he was born on this date. He is the only player in college football history to start 50 games over a span of 4 years and to have never lost a game. The Augustana Vikings teams that Thompson played for from 1983 through the 1986 seasons were an amazing 49 wins, 0 losses, and 1 tie. They also won 4 NCAA Division III championships during those years. Lynn was an All-American selection for the 1986 season for Division III and was the Defensive Player of the Year in College Conference of Illinois. The College Football Hall of Fame enshrined and selected Thomas to join their ranks in 1997's entry class. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know, that can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you got to do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.